You know, while you're doing a mic check, you should never tap a mic. Now, I'm rubbing my finger gently across the foam. You know, that's my MSRP or whatever, you know. I'm doing MSRP. This is my microphone. I'm using one of the favorite microphones to do my MSRP mic check. This is my mic check. You know, I could probably do one of those. Because, like, MSRP is a thing, you know. I just might actually do one of those. I'm doing a mic check MSRP, and I'm going, like, you know, well, the MSRP thing is it makes people relax, you know, and I would probably do something repetitive so that you could actually sleep to it and it wouldn't be distracting your change too much. The thing is, a lot of MSRP stuff is like it changes and shifts. It doesn't really have a direction. So I've actually thought about doing an MSRP. Well, you know, the problem with, you know, the big issue in getting YouTube virals, and hey, I'm taking off on Stack Exchange, man. I'm just ranking up, for a short time, you know, beginning user here. I'm getting my butt kicked, but like, people, you got to format that right. But I'm learning as a person here, man, and I'm ranking up. Like, I answered an English question, and I'm just, you ready for this? I gave an awesome, perfect, excellent, right-on answer to an English question, and someone closed it because they didn't like the title. And there's actually something to that, kind of, but it's like, ah, darn it, you know. But then, there was this other question. I was standing in the 7-Eleven earlier today. I'm like, you know, I should go to that office and talk to my buddy. But, I'll check Stack Exchange to see if there's anything going. Oh, look, there's a question. Is there anything? That's weird. That's a weird. There's something wrong with your question. Your question's dumb, idiot. Actually, it wasn't that. It was, should we move this to another? Should we move this from English to interpersonal skills? What do I describe with this interpersonal thing happens? Like, that's interpersonal question. So I tapped, okay, should we move this? And I hit the wrong button, and I had posted an answer. The answer can get voted down, and I can lose my reputation and get locked in evil if I do that incorrectly. Like, that's the thing. That's kind of a problem on Stack Exchange. It's like, you do something wrong, you're in trouble. And I'm like, oh no, delete it. Wait a minute. I'm just on my phone. The phone app, the phone, even on the website, it knows I'm on a phone. I don't have access to my delete button. I'd have to, like, go home and log in. So my... That's not an answer. What am I going to do? So I quickly went in and edited the whole thing and changed it around and did that. And I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done this, and commented and I was wrong, and kind of pieced together kind of sort of an answer. And someone had already voted down my original answer because, you know, it should have been voted down. If it was an answer, what it's supposed to be. So I'm already losing reputation points for this, which is a deal. Like, that's a thing. Because if you lose reputation point, it's like on Facebook, you have to have, like, imagine, like, you're not allowed on Facebook to post comments on your friends' pages unless you have a video with 1,000 likes. You know, like, imagine, like, that's how it worked. That's how it works. So, or like 100 likes. You have to have 100 likes on a video first. Okay, and like, the way it works is, like, you do not ask for that. If you go to anyone, ask for that, they're like, boom, 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 shut you down, lock you down, rules violation. And they are all like, everyone's in the police force there. It's really kind of nice in some ways. So I posted this thing. And by the time I get to my friend's appointment, I'm already ranking up in this thing. So I add more and edit to it. And my answer is more popular than the question. Of course, I also edited the question. Because the question has to be a good question or people won't read my answer. And this was asked by a new guy. So, and we do that. That's a thing. Like, you edit each other's stuff. And then, like, some other ultra experienced person comes along and approves your edit. And a lot of it is just good editing. You know, are you changing the substance? You know, you're not gonna make a cow look like a dog by editing. You know, Well, that thing's taking off. This accidental question that took off is now got me, like, hyper high leveled up. Wow. So, that happened. What was I going to talk about? Oh, yeah. I was going to talk about the inside politics of Taiwan. Well, before I get to that, what I did yesterday, which I, you know, I think, would you stop interrupting? I'm trying to pretend like it's my own idea and it wasn't you talking. Would you please just put that down? Sorry, George is...
George is new.
If you want to know what I said yesterday, go back and listen to it again. What I said I was going to get to today... Tsai Ing-wen is the president, and William Lai is the premier, and he was the mayor of my city, and he offered his resignation because they just got spanked at their... It's like you'd have like national level and state level elections at different times. Okay, well they had the province level one just Saturday, and the national controlling party did have a lot of controlling at the province level. It's about divided at the province level, but they got spanked. The party did, and so something that happens a lot is some of the big wigs will resign. The president actually resigned from chairman of the party, which isn't a bad thing. Typically, the president is the chairman of the party. So there's a thing like the Republican Party leader is the president. If the party in America, Democrat, Republican, if their party isn't in the White House and they don't have a party leader, they have a chairman but not a leader. Well, in Taiwan, the president is the chairman typically. When they run. For office, whoever wins the election probably will be the chairman. It's kind of one and the same usually. Well, you know, Ma Ying-jeou, the president before, they got spanked at a lot of the midterms. My mayor was becoming more and more popular. And so he resigned as party chairman. And it's gesture politics, fallout, make your own head roll sort of thing. Like resign from party chairman. But that's just a gesture. He's still president. I mean, if Ma Ying-jeou actually cared about the will of the people, he wouldn't have been so friendly with China in the first place, let alone let himself be president. But that's a whole other. Oh, it was. I mean, he was an American citizen. Like, I'm serious. There is a case out there. There are people in Taiwan talking about wanting the former president taken to the United States and tried for treason against the U.S. because he was trying to set up secret talks with China while at the same time trying to buy F-16s from America. Like I think that typically countries don't do that because they don't want to set a precedent of the new politician making the former politician's head roll, so to speak. But that's like, there was talk about him like running away to America, but then it's like, would they really accept him? Is something nobody thought about or talked about. So the president resigned as chairman of the party. The controlling party, DPP, the national controlling party. Of course, my city is still. Okay. So what happened with the inside politics was. See, there's a reason why she's so unpopular. See, you know, this is an island and it's not a volcanic island, but it's on a fault line. So nuclear power is a thing. And there was, like, they were voting on banning nuclear power on the island, and they just voted to continue it, and they can't put the vote up again for another 2 years. Well, there was a lot of misinformation put out in this proposal just before. And, you know, some people call it a referendum. But a referendum for the last 7 years or so has been referred to like Crimea when they went back to Russia had a referendum. So it's a bit of a referendum. It might be like what in Michigan anyway, we call a proposal where the people vote on something. But usually a referendum is something that has been used in context recently to talk about a country doing something very, very large and drastic. I mean, Crimea used to be part of Russia for a long time anyway. I have a friend over here. He's Czech, and they're kind of, I mean, Cyrillic alphabet, same language characters, kind of a lot of history with Russian as a language and culture. Russia controlled Crimea, so he knew the inside politics. Crimea originally belonged to Russia, and Kerchev decided to mess everything up and change it all and give it to Ukraine. Well, you know, they wanted to go back naturally because they're like, why are we Ukrainian? We're Russian. Crimea is Russia. And Ukraine's like, no, that's ours. We want it. And so this would be kind of like the Upper Peninsula, you know, not like over 100 years it's been since the Toledo Strip had its whatever thing. Like there's this strip of land, little tiny ultra valuable strip of land just south of Michigan, the border. And there were some people fighting over who gets it. And the federal government stepped in and said, okay, all right. We'll take that land away from Michigan and we'll take the whole Upper Peninsula from Wisconsin, give that to Michigan. Well, there's some argument about, you know, who really wants that. And, you know, Lower Peninsula, there's kind of two Michigans in a sense. Well, three, Detroit. Okay. But, you know, there's been a lot of talk, especially in the past, not recently, you know, would, you know, Wisconsin really should have the Upper Peninsula, right? Okay. Well, there's this truck outside that's got this backup beeper on and he won't shut it off. And it's really annoying. And I don't know if you can hear it. There, it stopped. What was I saying? What was I going to get to today? Oh yeah. Upper Peninsula. So it'd be like 50, 60 years after the Upper Peninsula had left Wisconsin to go become Michigan because of the federal government telling them what to do, if they had had a referendum wanting to go back to be Wisconsin. That and this is a peninsula, island, lake controlling type of a thing. Like, you know, the Mackinac Bridge would be a border crossing. So like that would change a lot of large body of water, roads and bridges and ferries and stuff. Well, Crimea was a very similar situation. Only maybe, let's say it was across from, like, let's say that Michigan, you know, Canada or whatever. Michigan was not part of Canada or something. And so, you know, the Upper Peninsula votes, and now they're not Canadian, they're Wisconsin and American. Like that. But anyhow, it's something like that. Like, it wasn't just Russia coming in and taking this thing against these people's will. There was a history behind it. Okay, all right. So my friend here in Taiwan explained that to me. The decision for Crimea to go back to Russia was a referendum. There have been questions about whether Taiwan should have a referendum to decide its own independence. So I'm careful with the word referendum because it usually it's been recently used to decide someone's nationality. The Brexit was a referendum. So I don't know if a vote to remove nuclear power plants from our country should be called a referendum in the news or not. I don't know the technical term for it. But in Michigan, we would call that a proposal or Proposition 1. So I'm hesitant to call it. But yeah, there was something like a proposition, a big vote on whether or not Taiwan should get rid of nuclear power because of earthquakes and what happened at Fukushima and that possibly happening in Taiwan. Well, Taiwan voted to keep the nukes because of misinformation. I'm out of time. All right. I'll tell you what. I'll get to what I was going to get to tomorrow.